Welcome to Mythic Imagination. I'm Honora Foa. It is said that love is a many-splendored thing. In tonight's podcast, we offer the music, song, words, and voices of very special men to help open our hearts to the splendor of love. Four men gathered on the stage of Mythic Journeys, the conference we held in 2004, and will hold again this June in 2006. These men were Coleman Barks, Robert Bly, Eugene Friesen, and Arto Tunkboyakin. Coleman Barks is well known as a gifted translator of Rumi, a 13th century Sufi mystic. Two of his most popular books are The Essential Rumi and The Soul of Rumi. Coleman Barks is also an incredible poet in his own right. You may have seen him in two TV specials with Bill Moyers on PBS. Robert Bly is a living legend and has been called the leader of the men's expressive movement. He is the author of Iron John and numerous volumes of poetry, which include translations of Rilke. Robert Bly also co-authored and co-edited with James Hillman and Michael Mead an anthology of poetry called The Rag and Bone Shop of the Heart. Eugene Friesen is a cellist and composer. He has played with the Paul Winter Consort and Trio Globo. He is also on the faculty of the Berklee College of Music in Boston. Arto Tunkboyakin is an Armenian singer and musician. He has also played with the Paul Winter Consort as well as the musical group Earth Band. Arto played on the Paul Winter Consort's Grammy-nominated album, Journey with the Sun. In the culture of Kabir and Rumi, poetry was written to be read to music. Let's listen to the ecstatic chanting, singing, and reading of Rumi and Kabir.
One night, a man was crying, Allah, Allah. His lips grew sweet with the praising, until a cynic said so. I have heard you calling out, but have you ever gotten any response? The man had no answer for that. He quit praying and fell into a confused sleep, where he dreamed he saw Hitter, the guide of souls, in a thick green foliage. Why did you stop praising? Because I never heard anything back. This longing you express is the return message. The grief you cry out from draws you toward union. Your pure sadness that wants help is the secret cup. Listen to the moan of a dog for its master. That whining is the connection. Listen to the moan of a dog for its master. That whining is the connection. There are love dogs no one knows the names of. Give your life to be one of them. Yeah. One night a man was crying. One night a woman was crying. Allah. 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 What was said to the rose? What was said to the rose that made it open was said to me here in my chest. What was told the cypress that made it strong and straight? What was whispered the jasmine, so it is what it is? Whatever made sugarcane sweet? Whatever was said to the inhabitants of the town of Chigil in Turkestan that makes them so handsome? Whatever lets the pomegranate flower blush like a human face? That is being said to me now. I blush. Whatever put eloquence in language? That's happening here. The great warehouse doors open. I fill with gratitude, chewing a piece of sugarcane, in love with the one to whom every that belongs. What was said to the rose that made it open was said to me here in my chest. What was told the cypress that made it strong and straight? What was whispered the jasmine, so it is what it is? Whatever made sugarcane sweet? Whatever was said to the inhabitants of the town of Chigil in Turkestan that makes them so handsome? Whatever lets the pomegranate flower blush like a human face? That is being said to me now. I blush. Whatever put eloquence in language? That's happening here.
Let's just have the cello this time, shall we? It's kind of rough little one. Yeah, that kind of thing. I talk to my inner lover, and I say, why such rush? Why such rush? You know there's some sort of spirit that loves birds and the animals and the ants. Perhaps the same one who gave a radiance to you in your mother's womb. Is it logical you would be walking around entirely orphaned now? You know, going to mythology conferences? Is it logical that you would be walking around entirely orphaned now? The truth is, you turned away yourself. And you decided to go into the dark alone. And now you are tangled up in others. Look at us. And they have forgotten what you once knew. And that is why everything you do has some weird failure in it. I love that line. Everything I do has some weird failure in it. Don't you think so? Everything we do, even playing the cello, has some weird failure in it. This is the first translation that Coleman did of Rumi that I memorized of his. Come to the garden in spring. Come to the garden in spring. There's wine and light and sweethearts in the pomegranate blossoms. If you do not come, these do not matter. If you do come, these do not matter. You know, when I read it, I say, that's a genius Coleman has to understand how incredible the word matter is in English. Matter. Come to the orchard in spring. There's light and wine and sweethearts in the pomegranate blossoms. If you do not come, then these things are not really very important. And if you do come, these things are not very important. What? If you do not come, these do not matter. If you do come, these do not matter. Let's do some more. Come on, do some more.
Today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground.
So I'm going to ask them to say that along with us. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Did you all say it or are you just faking?
They did it. What?
Do it once more.
Today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground.
Yeah. Can I have your little instrument? Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there's a field. I'll meet you there. I mean, I can imagine this poem translated by a bad translator like an Englishman, you know. Out beyond doing things in the right way and doing things in the way that isn't quite right, you know, there's a sort of a pasture, and if I make an appointment, you know, will you see me there? Some genius in the American language right now. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there's a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other, doesn't make any sense. That was smart. Can I go back to my friend?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Eugene. That was lovely.
Mythic Imagination is a production of the Mythic Imagination Institute. The sound designer for Mythic Imagination is Brad Barnett. Special thanks to Creative Digital Group for the generous use of their studio. Find them on the web at creativedigitalgroup.com. The producer of Mythic Imagination is Donna Barnett. Our musical introduction is by Jeffrey Armus. He can be found on the web at jeffreyarmus.com, GEOFFREYARMES. It was an honor having Coleman Barks, Robert Bly, Eugene Friesen, and Arto Tubiakin as our guests. Coleman Barks will join us again at our next Mythic Journeys Conference and Performance Festival, which will be held June 7th through 11th, 2006. To find out more about Mythic Journeys, visit our website, mythicimagination.org. And thank you very much for listening. We'd love to hear your thoughts about our program. Please email us at info@mythicjourneys.org. Remember, at Mythic Imagination, every life is a story, and a story can change the world.